We'll begin with prayer. Lord, reveal your truth to us and lead us to speak your truth to others. Amen. What if I told you that this year you're going to have to make one of the hardest decisions of your life? Of course, I don't really know that that's true. But let's say it is, and try to imagine what that'll be like. Well, here's a hard decision. Forsaking a sinful way of living in favor of a righteous way of living. Well, that's not only a hard decision, it's an impossible one. For the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But actually, thanks be to God, he made this one of the easiest decisions of our life, because he sent his Holy Spirit to change our hearts so that we could make that decision. Spirit working through the gospel has given us spiritual discernment. He's moved our hearts, strengthened our hearts, convinced our hearts to believe that Jesus Christ actually is our Savior and that we have full forgiveness for all of our sins. However, once you come to faith, that's when you can be faced with some of the hardest decisions of your life. Listen to Jesus as he speaks to us in Matthew 10, verses 34 to 39. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. The hardest decision of your life will be taking a stand for Jesus. Even though it may mean that you are rejected by the very people whom you love. There are many who have had to face this. And as we just heard, Jesus warns us about this. So are you ready to make this kind of a hard decision? Well, who knows until it actually happens? I never thought it would happen to me, but it did. I was a student here at ILC, and I was faced with having to make a decision. My father and the CLC disagreed on a matter of doctrine, and I was caught in the middle. I had to make a decision, and it was a hard one. Well, I'm in the CLC, so you know what decision I made. It was not easy to stop praying and worshiping with my father, who was also my pastor. However, in order to be faithful to the Lord and his word, it was something I had to do. Some of the founders of the CLC had to face much greater difficulties than I did. Read David Lau's book on the history of the CLC. Some of the founders lost their congregations, lost their homes. They had to go out and look for employment. Some of them lost their friends, and in effect, some of them lost their families, as family members turned against them. At least my father did not do that. So how important is Jesus to you? If I would ask you personally, ask that question, I'm sure that you would say, Jesus is the most important person in my life. But if put to the test, if you had to make a decision, what would it be? Now maybe you really don't think that you are going to have to make that kind of a decision. Well, I'm guessing that you will. If I look back in my family, my grandfather had to make that decision. My father had to make it. I had to make it. So I suggest that you think about it now. After all, in your confirmation vow, didn't you promise that you would suffer everything, even death, rather than turn away from Jesus? So think about your father, your mother, brothers and sisters, your friends, your congregation. Given the choice between following them or following Jesus, what would you do? Jesus said about us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Okay. So, if we don't know what we will do, how can we make sure that we're going to make the right decision? You know already what the right choice is. The question is, will you make that choice when the time comes? So right now, you are preparing yourself for that moment. You are hearing and learning the words of Jesus. You are studying his word in depth. As you do, the Holy Spirit is working in your heart. He is filling it with truth and faith and love for Jesus. Take full advantage of this opportunity that you have here. Focus your attention on what your teachers are telling you in the classroom when they bring you the Word of God. Focus. Do your religion assignments with diligence. Not just because you have to. Not just because you want a good grade. Listen carefully in chapel. Read your Bible every day, not just as an assignment. Fill yourself with Jesus and his teachings. Then when the time comes, you will make the right choice. And it may be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. However, faithfulness to Jesus has eternally blessed results. He has been faithful to you throughout your life, forgiving your sins day after day, assuring you of your eternal redemption, strengthening you. And now he says this to you: do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. We turn to the words that found in hymn 121. We'll sing verses 3, 4, and 6. Hymn 121.